Gemara Bava Kama opens by noting the term that the Mishnah uses, the introductory phrase. So we didn't say there are Arba Nezikin or Arba Parshas and Nezikin, but the Mishnah chose to refer to them as four Avos of Nezikin. So the Gemara is sensitive to that wrinkle in the terminology. Avos Machal De Kataldos, the Gemara says, apparently the Mishnah is already telling us, enlisting the four Parshios of Nezikin, or four of the Parshios of Nezikin, the Mishnah terms them Avos to tell us right away, understand from the outset that these are archetypes. That these are examples of larger categories, or something like that. These are generators. These are examples that will generate other instances that will generate other dinim as well. Avos mechlal de'ikla tolda. That's why we call them avos, and they're just dinim or parshas or mitzvahs, because they generate toladas. And then the Gemara dives in to trying to figure out, before we even ask, well, what are the toldas of these avos? We'll get to that instead in the course of a conversation about what's the nature of the relation between these toldas and these avos. Are they like the Shabbos model, or are they like the Tumah model? The Shabbos model, in which toldas Seder are kayotzeban, that toldas of Shabbos bear the same degree of Chomer ha-Isser and Chomer ha-Onesh as avos. Either way, it's Skila, Kares, Chattas, and so forth. Or, as that's Tola saying, Kayotzben, or that like the Tumah model, where it's not the same Chomer Hadin. A Rishon LeTumah is Tameh, but not as Tameh as the Ava Tumah is. Right? And case in point, the Rishon LeTumah cannot be the Tameh Adi V'Kalim, while the Avos can. The Gemara wants to know, well, how about Nezikin, and as we saw, the Gemara on the Beis and the Beis answers with a very brief, enigmatic line by Rav Papa. Well, yesh v'yesh. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Sometimes like Shabbos, sometimes like Tumah. And that launches the Gemara in turn into close to a blot and a half of exploring each of the others, what are defining each of the others, seeking to see what are the toldos. And then asking, well, now that we have an av and it's told, and the Gemara is going to go through every single one of the avos and conclude by all of them that toldosein are kayotzven. And then ultimately the Gemara is going to find the one where it's lav kayotzven, and that is sroros, at the end of Gimel on the Beis. And I think we mentioned that in thinking about this, Nachlas David, who I believe was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, is from the early days of Volozhin, the first half of Volozhin, she even learned to Volozhin, I believe, in the early 1800s, not during the period of the Netziv and the Beis Halevi, but during the period of the Chaim Volozhin. So he has a sefer Nachlas David and several Masechtas, and has a very famous discussion in the beginning of his comments in the Bava Kama about this sugya. And one of the things that he has, a couple of important things to say, one of which is that he's the one who notes that Shabbos and Tumah are two different types of Av Tolda relationships. The Gemara says two different dinim, Tolda and Gilson, Av Gilson, says, yeah, because they're conceptually two different types of Toldos in two different senses. That while Tumah is actually, in any particular case, it's transmitted, as the in a given situation, the source of the Tumah is the fact that here's a person with Tzaras, who then handled a shovel. So now that shovel is tummy. While by Shabbos, in any given situation, you don't have both the Av and the Tolda at the same moment. Conceptually, the Av generates the Tolda. But it's not that something actually transmitted from Av to Tolda. Since I know that in the Mishkan, they planted, therefore I can also deduce that watering is also Malacha. But it's not that in any given situation I plant on Shabbos and that leads to watering, that forbids the watering. No, things were planted 3 days ago. There's no planting going on Shabbos right now on this plant. There's only watering going on. There's no transmission from the planting to the watering. It's a conceptual generation. The ideas, I learned one idea from the other idea. So we understand well that Shabbos is Kayotzven, and and Tumas Lav Kotzim, because Shabbos is a question of the ideas are similar, so they ought to be have the same din. But Tumah, the Tumah is actually in this case being passed from Av to Tolda, so it's not surprising that their Tumah will generally step down because there's transmission. Now, Chaz David says it's not surprising that Nezikin are generally Kayotzim Hen, because after all, what we're dealing with is conceptual comparison, which actually is what, the, as we saw, what the Gemara, we already saw some of the Gemara, we'll glean out to see the rest of the Gemara after we come back from winter break. That's what the Gemara keeps saying. Well, here are the Toldos. The Toldos have the same characteristics as the Av. In other words, it's a Shabbos-style Tolda, conceptual comparison rather than actual transmission, and therefore, not surprisingly, it's all saying Hayotzevet. When we were working through Beis Amaralf, we spent some time looking at Shabbos per se, spent some time looking at Tumah per se. So let's spend a little time now looking at Shabbos. Because the Gemara here first says, well, it's Kayotzvehen. And then the Gemara has what seems like a sidebar. The Gemara says, well, if it's Kayotzvehen, so what do you mean by Av and Tolda? What's Maishna? This is an Av and that's a Tolda. The Gemara gives a nafkamina. There are cases where we distinguish the halacha between Av and Tolda. The Gemara says, well, not according to Belezer. The Gemara says, you're right. According to Belezer, it's something else. It has to do, apparently, with how you define Av versus Tolda. I've got to raise a number of interesting questions we were trying to think about. How's that nafkamina? We had some questions about the first answer of the Gemara, the nafkamina of the Gemara offering. We had some questions about the second answer of the Gemara. But Av and Tolda. So let's go step by step. And the background is obviously very important here. The background is that the Gemara, the Mishnah, Perek Zion Mishnah Beis in Shabbos, which appears in the Vilna Shas as Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah has a list of Lamatas Malachas, but the source for that list appears earlier in the fourth Perek, Daf Mem Testament Beis in Gemara, that ironically comes in tangentially, because the same names of Tana Amaram who had a discussion, and now they also spoke about this very fundamental question, where do the Malachas come from? The Torah keeps saying, don't do malacha. The Torah never gives us a list. Don't say, look at the Mishnah, the Lama Tess Malachas. Where did that come from? Where did that fall from? So the Gemara and Daf Mem Tess Neveh has several suggestions. And the dominant suggestion, the one that keeps getting quoted elsewhere in Shas, is Dumi de Mishkan. That we're looking to the Mishkan, the process, that which was done in the Mishkan is that which one should not do on Shabbos. One should not build a Mishkan on Shabbos, and one should not do the sorts of activities even if you're not building a Mishkan. And the construction of the Mishkan becomes the archetype for the model for what constitutes Malacha, and Malacha is what you cannot do on Shabbos. And that's the fourth of the four major presentations of Shabbos in Chumash Shemos. Over the course of Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim, each of those last three Chumashim has one major presentation of the Moedim, and that becomes the core of our Kriyos HaTorah of the course of Yom Tovim, and more Pinchas and Re'e. Shabbos, Yom Tovim appear less centrally, or less at less length, I should say, in Shemos, with the exception, obviously, of this lengthy discussion of Pesach in Parshas Bo, and an important reference here to Ochel Nefesh. Shabbos does get a lot of prominence over the course of Chumash Shemos. It mentioned many times four large presentations of Shabbos: Bishalach, Yisro, Tikisisa, and Vayakel. Bishalach is Shabbos as a Metzias, and Shabbos as a time that you prepare for, the story of the man. Yisro is Zachar and Kiddush, and Malacha, and Zecher Masa Reishis. Kisisa is Shabbos as an Os. An important Brisker Rav talks about the dual mention of Os and Kisisa refers to Zecher Masa Reishis, Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim, the universal aspect of Shabbos is being the celebrating the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the entire cosmos. At the same time, in Zecha, he doesn't use the terminology Zecha Tzias Mitzrayim, but it sounds like that's what the Brisker is referring to in his Sefer on Chumash and Parsha Kisisa, that the other Os is a reference to the particularistic aspects of Shabbos. The Shabbos is while the content of Shabbos is predominantly universal Masa Rishis, the implementation of Shabbos is a vehicle for expressing the unique relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, because the implementation of Shabbos is unique to us. Only Klal Yisrael keeps Shabbos. And finally, you have the presentation by Yaakel, which at first seems like the smallest, and it seems the most surprising. So you have but seems almost like a redundant, brief reference to Shabbos right before the lengthy discussion about building the Mishkan, but it actually, ironically, becomes the most impactful from a Hilcha Shabbos perspective, because it's that smuchin, as it were, of Shabbos right before Mishkan that cracks the code of what is this melacha that we keep talking about the course. So Chumash, we keep saying, Chumash keeps telling us that doing melacha is incredibly severe. This is a big Aseres HaDibros. Not doing malacha is really important. The Torah very, very pointedly never tells us what malacha is, or barely tells us what malacha is directly in Torah Shabbat. The Vayakel, again, that's the question that's raised in Shabbos Mem Testament days. How do we get the list of malachas? And the dominant answer is Vayakel. Shabbos and Mishkan are side by side. That's meant to allude to us. You don't want to know what this malacha is, you cannot do. It's exactly what the Jews are about to begin doing when they build the Mishkan. Hence, Alamates Malachas. Something that our Gemara, I mentioned in the Bavli in a number of different places, accepts the Shabbos Mishkan equation. One of them is obviously right here, the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Av versus Tolda is what was in the Mishkan versus what was not in the Mishkan, or however, whatever your girsa is in that closing line. And so a tolda is going to be derived from the certain things that are asur because they're in the Mishkan, and other things are asur because they're similar to what was in the Mishkan. Avos and toldos. So that's important to know. Good. And we mentioned one more din that's important to appreciate when we think about Avos and Toldos, and again the fact that as the Magen Mishnah points out in Perek Zayin, we don't care in trying to figure out what's an Av and what's a Tolda and how you draw the comparisons. We care very little about the details of methodology or tools, what tools you use. We care very much in making these equations is what the impact is. So while the tools used for extracting wheat kernels from chaff are very different, and the amount of exertion is very different than the tools and exertion used to extract juice from a grape, but we might say that fundamentally they're the same thing, or the millstone and the dicing knife are very different. But fundamentally, dicing a pepper and grinding wheat are the same thing, and therefore dicing the pepper, chituch dak is a tolda of tochen, and juicing a grape might be a tolda of dosh, of threshing, because the fundamental impact on the item worked upon is conceptually the same. I've removed something from its natural encasement. I have taken one large body and changed it fundamentally by breaking it into far smaller pieces, and so on and so forth. And again, we said, The rationale for that, the reason why that's why you look at Malacha, we understand well when we think about where Malacha comes from. Zechel Masabrashis, Masabrashis wasn't a question of exertion. There's no exertion. Basar Mamar's Nivra Olam. That metaphor captures the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu was expressing his will with no exertion whatsoever. God wasn't sweating. He's Kol Yachol. He was being very, very creative. And he ceases his creativity at the end of Sheshes Meid Bereishis, and now steps back, and now it gives humanity the chance to step onto the stage and begin to be active, and do the work that he has put us in this world to do. So it's not surprising that when we think about malacha, we're not looking so much at the labor that was done in the Mishkan. We're looking at the creative change and impact that was done in the Mishkan. So again, and again, that explains a number of things. I think this is the first major area we dug into in working on in Yanei Shabbos here, is to appreciate that, again, the understanding Zecher L'Maaseh B'Reishis, and that with Zecher to the Asar Ma'amaros, and then the cessation of Asar Ma'amaros, is the key to understanding what exactly it is that we're deriving Vayakel from Mishkan to Shabbos. That explains what makes a told of an Av. It also explains what makes onto the list of Avos. As we were saying before, it explains what makes a told of an Av. We don't care about the details of how it's done. We care about the creative impact. Here's how this item was changed. When you thresh, you're removing it from its natural encasement. So, I remove something else from its natural encasement. Using different tools, different look, different everything, it doesn't matter. But it's the same conceptual impact on the item, same chiddush, same creative impact on the item. But it also allows us to understand why it is that certain things aren't avos at all, despite the fact that they were very much in the Mishkan. Talking, walking, breathing. So it sounds a little foolish, but it's really not. And you'd be hard, it would be difficult to say, well, really breathing should be a malacha, but k'vach nefesh. Really? Maybe. Talking. Again, that's not a shallow shiloh. It's not a shallow kasha. Talking. How do you get a group project to succeed with a lot of communication? Talking was absolutely critical to success in the Mishkan. So why isn't conversation Malacha Shabbos? The Gemara does have this idea that maybe, certainly, the way one speaks on Shabbos should be different. Daber, daber, based on Sukkim Yishayahu. The Gemara does consider, float the idea, I think it's usually understood to be mean as Chassidus, of that one should talk perhaps less on Shabbos during the week. Depends what you do for a living. Or at least less about non-Divrei Kedusha. Okay. But no one suggests that talking is a malacha. But why not? So the answer is, this idea. Because talking was a very important activity, but you're not changing any things when you speak. When you take a piece of raw hide and soak it in chemicals and turn it into leather, you've been mechadash something in that chepta. You've given it new qualities. When I take that stalk and I extract the kernel, I've changed something about it. When I have a mess of silverware and I sort it out into neat piles of knives and forks and spoons, I've changed this thing so much. That's it. I've been mechadash something in this chepta. Kadosh Baruch Hu's chidush over the course of Maaseh Bereishis was the ultimate ex nihilo. Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything out of nothing. We're not, human beings don't never engage that type of chidush. Even Sunday through Friday, we engage in a lesser degree of chidush, but we do engage in creative activity, impacting the things around us, changing the things around us. We're supposed to step back from that over the course of Shabbos. And that explains as well the borderline cases. Remember we spoke about Hotsa'a. Tosas and Sarivav, and Masechta Shabbos, wants to know, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that Hotsa'a is a malacha? They did it in the Mishkan. That's what the Gemara, Brisa Memtes says, they carry the Mishkan, so you can't carry. It seems like we need more. Somehow we need a pasuk to tell us that carry is a malacha. It sounds like we might need instances in the Mishkan even to give basis for the toldos of carry. Why? The Tosas gives the answer in Sarivav, and the Or Zeruah expands upon it, is more explicit about it. As it says, Hotsah is a weak malacha. It's a malacha gerua. Gimel Reish Vav Ayin Hei. What does that mean? Hotsah is a weak malacha? And the answer is exactly this idea. Because Hotsah, I haven't really changed anything about the item, have I? There was a notebook inside. I carried it outside. There was a pineapple out in the Rosh Hashanah, and I picked it up and put it four and a half amas away. The pineapple is the same pineapple. I didn't cut it. I didn't mash it. I didn't do anything to the pineapple. I didn't plant it. I just moved it. Doesn't really sound like, it sounds like walking and talking and breathing. It's an activity that was important. You can't build a mishkan without bringing things to the right spot first. But it doesn't really seem like we're mechadish anything in the chefza. So that's why Tosa says, without a pasuk, I would have assumed that carrying is not a malacha. I would have included it with walking and talking and breathing. The pasuk mechadish is a malacha, and it's very much, it's the equal member of the class of malachas. All the same level of chumrah. As a matter of fact, it probably takes up more real estate in Masechah Shabbos than any other malacha. There are more prakim and mishnayos dedicated to hotzah than anything else. It is very much a malacha. Probably what that means is that the Torah is mechadish, that this too is considered a chiddush, which again may have larger hashkafic implications that when you recontextualize something, you've changed something about it. The same item in a different context is in some sense a different item. That may have implications for people too. The same person in a different position, in a different context, you've changed something about yourself. That's part of the Olmek HaPshat of Mishana Mak and Mishana Mazel. It might not only be a metaphysical statement, it might also be a recognition of psychological realities. You're going to act differently. You're going to be a different person. You're going to react to things differently in a different context. So that's maybe part of the philosophy of the halacha in the fact that hotzah is a malacha. We see the same item in a different context, as in a certain sense is somewhat different. I mean, you've been mechadish something by moving it to a new zone, by moving it to a new malacha. Be that as it may, all of these flow from the notion of melecha Shabbos as being creatively impacting and changing the world around you, again, in some small reflection on the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu in far grander ways was enormously creative in creating the universe before he stepped back, gave humans a neshama, and put us to work. That's the first major issue. Then we look here at the world of avos and tolos. Now I want to know, the Gemara says, well, av and tolda, they're both chatzis, they're both skila, so what do you mean that this is an av and that's a tolda? So now, what do you mean is a good question. I left that question a little vague, because the Gemara's first answer is, here's an av kamina lahalacha. The Gemara's second answer to that question is, well, here's how you define av versus tolda. So what was and we have things to think about in each of the two. Might not get through both now, but let's at least talk about the first one. In the Gemara's first answer was, there is an afkamina between avos and toldos. What's an afkamina? Because ki avid shte avos by the adadi or shte toldos by the adadi, you chayiv two. Do av and toldi day, you're only chayiv one. It sounds like we're saying, if I do tochein and zorea, If I ground some wheat and I took something, I ground it, I took other wheat kernels, I planted them, if it's obviously only chayv skill ones, but it didn't show it, you chayv b'chatzis for each. Chiluk malachas, right? Or if I did a toldo of tochen and a toldo of zareya, I diced some peppers, a toldo of tochen, and I watered my plants, a toldo of zareya. Shine. Also, chayev two, one for the toldo tochen, one for toldo zareya. But if I ground some wheat and dice some peppers, so that's a tochen and it's toldo, I'm only chayev one. That's what the Gemara seems to say. There you have an afkinjin av and toldo. Well, what was the problem with that? We were very, very bothered about that. And very, very bothered about that. The Mari Katz raises this in the Shittim of Kuvetzes. He says, it doesn't really sound like much of an afkamina. Meaning it sounds like, what? sounds like we're really, it's not enough to mention whether any given activity is an av or a tolda. It sounds like it's merely enough to mean the fact that we have 39 groups. If you only had one big group, you only b'chai one chatzos and everything. But now there are 39 groups, if you do, it's not that tochen is an av versus daisim, which is a tolda. The point is, did you do two activities from the same group, or did you do two activities from two different groups? It doesn't quite phrase that way, but that's essentially the question Rashi and Mekubet says. Have we really given enough gimina? Elvis and told us we're giving enough gimina in the fact that there are groups. So that's the problem. Well, what's the Gemara saying? So we saw two different ways to think about that. One was what emerges from Rashi, and one was what emerges from Tosos. What emerges from Rashi, who is direct, sounds like he is directly addressing this. Several Acharonim point this out. The Parasosa points it out. I think the Tiferes Yisrael points out. A number of Acharonim point out. We looked at one or two, and there are more. A number of Acharonim point out. The Taurus Chaim points this out. Rashi is very intriguing. Rashi's language here is very suggestive. He says, if you do the Avon, it's Tolda, you're only Chayav one. Rashi says, not you're Chayav one for the two of them, you're Chayav one for the Av, and you're Pater on the Tolda. Chayav Chada Av Malach, Ba'al Tolda, they love the Chayav. Wow. That's a short Rashi that packs a big punch. Wow. It's not Pshat, you're Chayav one for both, you're only Chayav for the Av. That leads to Avraham to say, well, if you read Rashi carefully, it sounds like he's saying there's some sort of like Ikar and Tuffel going on. Meaning that even though if I did only the Tolda, I would be Chayef for the Tolda. That's how we started, right? The Tolda, it's Tolda saying Kayotzeben. You do an Av, you're Chayef Chatzis, you do a Tolda, you're Chayef Chatzis. Same level of Chumra. And if you did two Tolda, two different Avas, you're Chayef too. But if you did an Av and it's Tolda, you're only Chayev one because in the presence of the Av, the Tolda is not Mechayev anything. It loses its punch when the Av is around. It becomes Tafel and Batel to the Av. That's interesting. That's Taka, not just an Afkamina in groups, that's an Afkamina in Av versus Tolda. The Poros Yosef and some others sort of highlight that. They think about different situations. For instance, let's say I ground wheat and I dice peppers. Av and it's tolda. It's the only chayv one. How about if I ground wheat b'mezid and dice peppers b'shogeg? I knew that you're not allowed to grind wheat. I know my Mishnayis, Tochen is a Malacha. I didn't realize that Chotech Tach Tach, that's very fancy. I didn't know. That's a Gemara. But you know the Gemara. So I thought that would be Mutter. I didn't realize it's a Malacha, but I knew that you're not allowed to grind. So I ground the mazen and dice per shogi. So, how many chatos am I chayv? Well, I'm not chayv chatos for the grinding, because that was the mazen. I'm only chayv chatos per shogi. So you say, well, I'm chayv one. The Parizot says, maybe I have zero. Zero? Says, yeah, because it's bought. You did in this, but also ma'amad, in the same event, you ground and you dice. So the dicing, being a tolda, loses its significance, becomes tafel to the av. So normally, okay, you'll bring a carbon chatzos on the av. But there is no carbon chatzos on the av because you did this av amazing, even though you did the tolda b'shogeg. Remarkable. In other words, I have just diced b'shogeg, no grinding, yichayev chatas on the tolda, chil shabbos. But because there was grinding around as well, in the same neighborhood, so to speak, at the same time, same incident, I both ground the dice loses its significance, you'll be chayev chatas if there's a chatas to be had in the grinding. Not pshat that you know there's not pshat that you're chayev chatas on both, or only one if there's only one. No. It's batel and tafel to the up. So again, so that's for Rashi, that's a real nafkamina. The Gemara is very direct, and presumably that's what Rashi is driven by. He's probably driven by this kasha Shidimaglas' raises. In what way is this a nafkamina between an av and a tolda? In other words, in what way is this nafkamina in whether a given activity will be qualified as an av or a tolda? Who cares? So the Gemara says, no, 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 you do care. Normally you don't. Either one in a vacuum is chayiv equally, but the two together, the av dominates and the tola loses its identity. Almost like bittul and tarus. Like I mentioned, Iker and Tafel in Bilchus of Brachas is a rich chakira and machlokas about what's the nature of, is the bracha on the Iker pater, now milk with cereal, that type of milk is mizonos milk? Or is it pshat, it doesn't need any bracha because in the presence of the, it's Iker, or some other way of thinking about it. So there's something similar, some similar type of chakira going on here. Rashi is saying that when you do an av and a tolda, it's not that you pshat you're chayv one for this group, the pshat is that you're chayv on the av and pater on the tolda. That's Rashi. So if you accept Rashi, so then we understand the Gemara's first answer. Well, what if you don't accept Rashi? If you don't accept Rashi, we'll take question and comment, so that's okay. If you don't accept Rashi, then we suggest that maybe a subtler answer to this question, a subtler way of understanding, what do you mean nafkamina between in av and tolda? Is it just nafkamina in having groups that flows from the Tosas? Tosas, Ula Rebbe Eliezer had raised, and I want to be sensitive to time, Tosas Rebbe Eliezer had raised essentially a stira. A stira about over the question of when you do a tolda b'mezid, we want to give hasra'a, what do you say in the hasra'a? And Tosas points out, it sounds like it's a stira between Bava Kama Dav Beis and Shabbos Dav Kuf Lamed Ches. Remember at one point we had this on the board. A stira about whether you need hasra'a tolda b'shem ha'av or not. The simple meaning of the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches is yes. Simple meaning of our Gemara is no. How so? The Gran Kof Lamed Ches wants to know, if you filter wine, what do you say in the Hasra? Do you mention Borer or Merake? Well, the implication is that you should mention the Av in the Hasra, and the question is, which is the Av? That's what it sounds like. The Gran Kof Lamed Ches is clearing a level 2 question. Is Meshamer, is filtering wine a told of Boer or told of Meraki, but working already on the assumption that whatever its Av is, you're going to need to mention its Av. Because where I said, Mishumai Masriyim Be, which Av do you mention in the Hasra? So the Hanacha seems to be, of course, you do mention the Av in the Hasra. Of course, in the Hasra, it's told of Shem Av, now you just have to figure out details, which happens to be the proper Av to mention. So that, again, so Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches indicates you require Hasra's told to shema. Bava Kama Dav Beis indicates absolutely not. Why? Because that should have been the nafkamina. The Gemara said, according to Belezer, who has no nafkamina in the world of chatas, what's a nafkamina? So I said, why did the Gemara answer? Well, no nafkamina for chatas, but there is a nafkamina. No chatas b'shoge, no nafkamina, but there is nafkamina for Hasra b'mezid. The Gemara should either mention it first, or at least once we knocked out Chiluk Chatos, you should mention this as a second alternative. We didn't know, we couldn't think of anything. Why couldn't we think of any nafkamina? What happened to us? Well, I was told b'shem av. Apparently, our Gemara holds it ain't true. You don't require us. I was told b'shem av. So we have, there you have it, a stira. Bava Kama Dav Beis does not require us. I was told b'shem av. And but Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches does. So what are the solutions? The main terutz and rishonim, we looked at three. The first nafka, first terutz in our tosis was that the Gemara doesn't mean you need to. The first terutz was to be madchik the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara didn't say you have to be master tol shemav. You can if you want to. You better make sure not to say the wrong one. And specifically, not even halachically, as much as in the terms of the psychology of Hasra, if you'll say something that sounds silly, so the guy can legitimately ignore your Hasra. If you make Hasra in a way that makes him think that you're not serious, you're talking through your hat, so then he doesn't have to take it seriously. That's teretz number one. Try it. Be madchik the Gemara on Shabbos a little bit. Teretz number two is a little bit of a dochak in our Gemara. No, our Gemara really holds that you do require Asra Talu Shema'av, and that's what the Gemara meant when it said that and therefore this is what you say in the Hasra. Which again is a little bit of a, why did the Gemara say that here? So either you can madchik, test number one, tells you madchik the Gemara and Shabbos, and even the Gemara and Shabbos holds you do not in Yisrael Tov Shemav. Test number two, and Tos says, well, be madchik our Gemara. Even our Gemara holds you do in Yisrael Tov Shemav. That's what the Gemara was trying to say. There are more Tiritzim and Tosos which we did not deal with. We did turn our attention to Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz seems to say, Rabbeinu Peretz says, it's a machlokes hatanoim. It's a machlokes. We passed like the Chachamim that hold of chiluk hatos in the classical sense, and they hold of hasras tolda b'shem ha'av. Our Gemara only ignores Hasra Tov Hashem Av when we get to Rabbi Eliezer, because he doesn't hold Hasra Tov Hashem Av. What does one have to do with the other? The answer, this goes to the question that we discussed, the Chakira over how you understand Chiluk Chatos. What's Pshat that you're Chayiv separate Chatos for each Av? Isn't this like Chiluk Tamchuyin? That they're significantly different activities, and therefore you're chayiv for multiple iterations of the same life. They were just like if I ate fried chaylev and boiled chaylev, I'm chayiv too. It's the same isr chaylev, but they're tamchuyin mechalk in such different presentations, so they're distinct actions and with separate chatos. Or do you see chiluk mach as something more fundamental? It's like shemus mechlokin. It's like eating chaylev and dam, different lavin, different chatos. In other words, how do you understand the idea of breaking Shabbos, Chil Shabbos, down to 39 Malachas? Is it Ki'il, the 39 separate Averas, or not? We saw several who used that language. We saw Yifei Naim quoted Yerushalmi with that language. And the Tosbei Peretz, Yerayim talks about Tosbei Peretz, talks about that. And finally, to close, that's the Hezber in this be enough gemina between Av and Tolda. Because if you understand that Chiluk Chatos has to do with the fact that they're separate, Shemus Mochlakin, so that is enough gemina between Av and Tolda. Because it's because these are Avos and the Torah deems them as separate Averos that the things that flow from them fall into those separate groups and share their Chatos. So it's not in a case-by-case, moment-by-moment, the way Rashi does, but fundamentally we understand that the Chiluk HaTos flows from the unique relationship, asymmetric relationship between Av and Tolda. We will continue this on Wednesday.